This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A United Nations humanitarian official voiced concern Friday as thousands of people flee into the city from Khan Yunis and other parts of southern Gaza as the Israel-Hamas war grinds on.
Most are living in makeshift structures, tents, or out in the open. Rafah is a pressure cooker of despair. And we fear for what comes next.
Jens Larkey, spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, also said the situation in Rafah, Gaza is quote-unquote not looking good amid concerns the city may be the new focus of Israel's campaign against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas in Gaza. A new poll of U.S. voters show half of adults in the U.S. think Israel's war in Gaza has gone too far. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
In a new poll by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research, 33% of Republicans say Israel's military response has gone too far. For independents, it's 52%, and for Democrats, it's 62%. In all, 50% of U.S. adults now believe Israel's military offensive has gone beyond what it should have. And the poll shows that 31% of U.S. adults approve of the Biden administration's handling of the conflict, including 46% of Democrats. Donna Warder, Washington.
Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said Friday Iran will not start a war, but would, quote, respond strongly to anyone who tried to bully it, a day after the U.S. said it was planning attacks on Iranian sites in Iraq and Syria. After three U.S. soldiers were killed last weekend in a strike on their base in Jordan by an Iranian-backed group. This is VOA News. Europe and UN experts say the terrorist threat from Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State group, and their affiliates remains high in conflict zones in Africa and in Afghanistan, and threat levels have risen in some regions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The panel of experts say in the 23-page study that the relationship between Afghanistan's Taliban rulers and Al-Qaeda remains close, and unnamed member states report that the high concentration of terrorist groups in the country are undermining the security situation in the region. The experts add that while none of the Al-Qaeda-affiliated groups have recovered the capability to launch long-range operations, they harbor global ambitions. But the greatest threat within Afghanistan still comes from the Islamic State, with its ability to project into the region and beyond. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A truck loaded with liquid petroleum gas cylinders exploded and set off a late-night inferno that burned homes and warehouses in Kenya's capital. At least three people died and more than 270 were injured, 24 of them critically. The death toll is likely to rise. A government spokesman said early Friday a lot of people were home late at night when the fire reached their houses in a Nairobi neighborhood. Police and the local Red Cross said 271 people were rushed to several hospitals to be treated for injuries. Germans endured yet another day of strikes on Friday. Bus and tram stations across the country came to a halt as 90,000 transport workers were called to walk off the job. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The 24-hour strike was called by labor union Verdi in all federal states except Bavaria. It's the latest in a series of industrial actions that have hit the country's transport sector in recent weeks and disrupted millions of commuters and travelers. Verdi said it had demanded better working conditions. It wants new measures brought in, including reduced working hours and more holiday entitlement. The latest action comes a day after security staff went on strike at 11 German airports. That led to more than 1,000 flight cancellations and affected 200,000 passengers, according to Airports Association ADV. Germany also saw farmer strikes last month, with tractors blocking roads in protest at subsidy cuts.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. French farmers are gradually lifting their roadblocks around Paris and elsewhere in the country on Friday. The move comes one day after the government offered 400 million euros or $436 million in various measures meant to answer their grievances over low earnings, heavy regulation, and unfair competition from abroad. I'm Joe Ramsey.